Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, apparently our man Wes Drewham is
listening, watching,
yes,
judging,
is checking us out today, as he does. He listens to this radio station, and rightfully so. We're glad you're here. But Wes, not sure where he's at, but we were doing our pre show today that you can check out around 11:15 or so. It's going to depend, but sometime between 11:30, it goes live, and we were talking about the ACC, and specifically the question was, as we're going to get into some college football here coming up, who can win the ACC? So we kind of went around the room, and we're just talking like we normally do with ourselves behind the scenes about this. And I said, guys, I do not think that Clemson is going to come back and win the ACC, unlike our buddy Wes came on the show this week and said that he thinks they still can, but I just don't feel like they will. Now, unless Dabo in this speech that he gave this week, Mike, this motivating, you know, to hell with you, yeah, I'm going to do what I want to do, and if you don't want me, get rid of me, maybe that resonates with his team. I don't know. But his team's not playing well, and that doesn't mean they won't. But I just feel like right now, for what we know, and that was the key, Wes, by the way, to wherever you – maybe he's on the way to the airport. Right now, with what we know, I don't feel like Clemson is going to come back. Now, 6-8 weeks from now?
Right.
Let's have this discussion again. But right now, the two better teams – whether you want to admit it, and I'm not talking to Wes, but just generally speaking, it's Florida State and Miami. Those are the two better teams right now in the ACC.
Right. Who
else is going to win it, Mike?
You know, Virginia, as we said, you know, Virginia Tech is awful. They fired their coach. We've talked about Belichick. Yeah, he's got wins against out-of-conference opponents. Big whoop. He's got UCF this week, by the way. See what they do. SMU lost to Baylor, but that's out-of-conference, so they can still come in. But just Clemson, to your point, not to put words in your mouth, just don't pass the eye test.
No, not right now. You know? And they got a lot to fix, and here was the irony about this. So we go around the room.
They finished with Florida State, Louisville, and then, of course, South Carolina, as you said.
And we talked about this, and I said, guys, nobody's going to pick Georgia Tech. And it's kind of weird because everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, of course. The thing with Georgia Tech, and Mike and I said this, you can go watch the show, guys. It's online, odyssey.com, and everywhere that you check it out video-wise, YouTube and Twitter. We said Brent Key's got to have his team up every week now. For the first time in a long time, every game now, Georgia Tech is the hunted. They are not the hunter. And people are going to be giving Tech their best game because now they're ascending, Mike, in a way that people are, hey, we could stop this run. So I think Georgia Tech obviously has a shot. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Look who's called in.
It's Wes Drewham.
What's going on, Wes?
I want my restitution.
Give it to me.
A Bo Morgan-like clapback from Wes.
Give it to me.
Carl, I go through my IG this afternoon. I love Wes, but that's not happening, and I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking.
And then Mike says, no, Georgia Tech, and Day-Day's putting in Miami. Oh, I think Georgia Tech's good, Miami, you know, whatever. Okay, fine. What did I say that's not happening?
I said that earlier in the week you had come on and said during your regular visit with us, it's the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, by the way, you'll hear him Sunday. And Wes is probably, I said you're on your way to the airport. I have no idea, but I'm glad you called. I said,
no, I'm in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So I said, Wes said on the show, guys don't count Clemson out. Like, they could still win the ACC because we were talking about Dabo's comments. And you went in and kind of explained everything about Dabo because you're so locked into what's going on with that program and certainly the ACC. I said, I don't feel the same way. Like, I don't feel like that's a team that's going to make that kind of run to win the ACC this year with as bad, and we didn't even get into this, but as bad as Klubnik has looked. And Mike, you said it, the eye test. There's just some pieces of that team that you go, eh.
Right. That's where we're coming from. Go ahead, Wes.
Let me just tell you this. I would have said the same thing mid-season last year after the Louisville loss and other things, right?
Right.
And then Miami went to Syracuse, forgot how to play football.
True.
They lost in Atlanta to Georgia Tech. SMU kept winning, and Clemson had the door opened when Syracuse beat Miami. That's the only thing. I would never – Clemson's, you know, pulled the rabbit out of the hat enough that I – look, do I think they can make championship right now? No. But I wouldn't rule it out simply because of what they've done in this. You go back and look at, like, the last 4 years or since Lawrence left, right?
Yeah.
You go back and look at, like, their last three, 22, 23, 24. Look at the second halves of their seasons. Something happened there. And look, they're more talented than the team 2 years ago that made it. You know, I mean, the only time they really got aced out was when Pitt and Wake Forest played for the title and Kenny Pickett did the dipsy do and we got a new rule in college football.
Right.
But that's the only time they've really been aced out of the deal. I mean, they're like Lazarus. They're hard to beat, man. I mean, and so once you eliminate them, now do I think the, and I just had this conversation earlier today with an AD, the ACC's going to have a good problem here. Because you're going to get the showdown games. We got one in 2 weeks, Miami, Florida State.
Right.
Right? You're then going to get Clemson, Florida State. Now, there's a game, if Florida State were to hand them a second loss, that makes it tricky because they would lose the tiebreaker to a team like Florida State.
Right.
But Georgia Tech now has the tiebreak on Clemson in the head-to-head. If they were to finish with the same number of conference losses, Georgia Tech would win the tiebreaker. So, but I wouldn't say they're out of it in week four by any stretch of the imagination right now, because if they beat Syracuse tomorrow, they're 1-1 in the league, just like that.
I mean, but again, but Klubnik, as we said, he's looked so mediocre.
Yeah, what's your take on that? Just his play specifically.
I think their levels, you know, look, Clemson's not, I think I may have told you guys this on Wednesday, Clemson is not one exclusive issue. Okay, I mean, you've got two top 15 draft picks in the defensive line, T.J. Parker and Peter Woods. I mean, look, we're going to do the draft show in April, and they ain't going to be around long, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, both those guys, they check all the boxes that NFL guys are looking for. But that defense is not playmaking. They played Georgia Tech, not to make an excuse, but fact, they played Georgia Tech without three starters in defense, including Khalil Barnes, who's terrific. You know, but I think that they have had a hard time making plays. The concerning part for me is this. We've not seen the run game, with the exception of the second half against Troy, really get cranked up. You know, I mean, Adam Randall has looked good in spots. He's had one legitimately long run, right? And they got Wesco on a long play last week in Atlanta. You can count the long play. The explosives for Clemson offensively, you can probably count on one hand through three games. That's the big concern. And then defensively, Tom Allen's a really good coach, but it's just not clicked yet. That's why I would say, let's see what happens Saturday. Let's see what happens when they play, you know, Florida State later in the year. Let's see, you know, just how all this plays out. I mean, they still got, when you look at their schedule, they've got SMU at home. They have got Duke at home, and Duke, you know, Duke is not bad, even though they've lost two straight to Illinois and Tulane.
Mm-hmm.
Then they play Florida State on November the 8th. Now, if they were to lose another game along the way here, let's say Pittsburgh, you know, you don't know where it's going to come, right? If they lose another game and then lose to Florida State on November the 8th, I think you can probably say, okay, they're not going to make it.
Right. And again, that's
even then, I think they may still have an outside
that's
shot.
That's in Death Valley. Really, but Wes, like I said, I don't know. We heard Dabo do his whole Richard Nixon speech. You won't have him to kick around soon. It just seems like there's bad juju up there. About Georgia Tech, I brought this up earlier. You covered Tech so many years as a great play-by-play announcer. You know, Temple, Wake, Virginia Tech, Dukes, it really does line up for Brent and company. But don't have one of those like Chan Gailey moments where you lose a game you're not supposed to. Because you know what I mean? That's what I brought up earlier in the show.
You say that on the story, and you're right, Mike. The thing about this particular team, and again, all teams are different, but the thing I would say about this particular team is, and you know, you guys have talked to Brent, he's got almost two dozen seniors on this team.
Yep.
Two dozen guys that have been a lot of those guys have been a part of the program since he started building it. And the other thing too is this QB is different. This guy is one of the best leaders I've seen without being verbal. He is a leader by example. He is to give Mike Bell the context, this is George Godsey.
Right.
Type intelligence operating with better athleticism, but I'll never admit to Goose I said that to you, Mike.
No. I mean, remember when Goose scrambled for the touchdown against Georgia and Goose is looking at the
32 yards, and it was the only time all year. And here's the story on that play. I had Brad Lambert, who was later the head coach at UNC Charlotte, tell me, and he was on Georgia's staff that day for Jim Donnan, and he said that's the only time Georgia Tech ran that play that year that Godsey kept the ball.
Mm, right. Once. Yeah. And you could play like the Chariots of Fire theme. It looked like George was running in slow motion.
Slow motion. It is Wes Durham, guys. You recognize the voice. Wes just called in on a whim as he said he saw the IG.
I want my restitution.
Yeah, man.
Sharp and hard knock.
Well, I'm glad that you did because we were talking college football here anyway. Dogs are off, obviously. They get Alabama next week, which is
that Alabama that Kalen DeBoer still coaches? Okay, got it.
Here you go. Until further notice. I can't wait to that game next week, but we were talking about some of these matchups. And where are you at again? Tell us what game you're calling.
I've got Stanford, Virginia tomorrow night, opposite Florida, Miami. So, you know, it's a limited audience.
I got you.
Right.
I think if you're looking at tomorrow's national slate, the one game, like, for instance, Oklahoma is off to a great start, okay? And I think Mateer is terrific. And Ben Arbuckle, the offensive coordinator, I'm a huge fan of, have been since he was at Western Kentucky. I will say this. Oklahoma has a chance tomorrow to pull the nuke Lelouch, announce their presence with authority.
Wes, hold on one sec. We got some breaking news here.
Oh, no.
The Falcons have released Young Weku.
It is 4:15 on a Friday, boys.
It just happened. You joined us earlier today, and we were going to rehash this, and we certainly will coming up as part of our Falcon Report, but Parker Romo was named the kicker this week. We started the show at 2 o'clock with that information. Ra confirmed that. That's Coach Raheem Morris. This is now being confirmed. The Falcons have thanked him on social media. Thank you, Young Weku. They have released him. Now, I will tell you guys, the financial ramifications, and this has nothing to do with it. Koo is obviously not getting the job done. But this is a $2 million savings, okay, by releasing Young Weku. And again, I don't think that's what the Falcons are looking to do at this point. We're trying to be a championship-caliber team, give me the best players. But there are some financial ramifications to this.
Right.
So now it's ironic. We've got you on the line, voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Your thoughts, Young Weku no longer a Falcon.
Well, the business of football took place in front of Young Weku. He got here because of the business of football, and now he's been waived because of the business of football. And remember the circumstances that brought Young Weku here, right?
Right.
It was on the post of Matt Bryant's tenure here, which was great. But, you know, you guys have heard me say this before. How many times can you write the script at the end?
Mm.
It doesn't happen very much. And Parker Romo coming in here and kicking five field goals last week in a hard building, guys, that counts. That counts big time.
Right, right.
And that guy deserves a lot of credit. You know, we'll see where it gets us. But to Terry and Raheem's point, this is a production business. And, you know, they brought Lenny Krieg in as an IPP candidate on the roster. They knew he would probably, you know, survive to the practice squad. Just to have him there as a consistent competition. But when the chips went down in the first regular season game and it didn't happen, you know what? You got to reassess what you do because you don't want to be caught in that spot again. And Parker Romo, think about the way that game unfolded last Sunday night, guys. Those kicks had to be made, and Parker Romo stepped in there and drilled them.
No, it's a hell of an audition. I mean, you can't have a bigger audition. And, Wes, while we got you, just real quick to wrap up with Wes Drewham, you and Archie will have the call. Carl picked the Panthers. It's the Falcons over the Panthers. It just seems like, you know, if the defense does, you know, even half of what they did in Minnesota, you know, this seems like it's a good day for a Sunday. You buy that?
Sure, I think so. But I also know, too, that this is the Panthers and Falcons. And while it's not the Saints and the Falcons, it's in the neighborhood.
Right.
Carolina came in here the last time Atlanta saw Carolina. They flung it around the yard and looked unbeatable. And the same guy. How about this? How about this irony? With the two guys getting banged up in the offensive line last week for the Panthers, the same starting offensive line that they poured on the field in Week 18 in Atlanta is going to start Sunday in Charlotte.
Wow.
The exact same lineup, position, everything for the Panthers. And remember, that game ended up being a shootout because Atlanta, who'd kind of been surging somewhat defensively, couldn't get the Panthers stopped. And also, don't forget, too, Drake London ended up having a hell of a game that day.
Yeah.
Had a hell of a game.
Should have won it.
So did Bijan Robinson.
Should have won it.
Yeah.
Wes.
We'll see. I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it'll be very interesting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest concern in Charlotte this week is they somehow or another think Kyle Pitts will go crazy in their secondary because they haven't defended tight ends very well through two games.
All right.
Well, let's hope that continues.
Want to see some of that.
And then if that happens, Mike, what on earth will you be talking about Monday?
Hey, I'm a Pitts guy. I've been banging. As a matter of fact, Pitts, Pitts has two TDs that he should have had already. So let's get it going in the red zone. Right on.
Yeah.
Wes, thanks so much, man. Hey, appreciate you calling. Great timing, my friend.
Right. Have fun at that hotbed for football that is Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be jealous. One of your schools is their rival.
Very snobby, but they are very brilliant up there at UVA, if we're honest, Carl.
Take care, guys.
You
see you soon. Have a great weekend.
That's you too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.